It's time for KDDR News with Ace Sauerwein.
Good morning. It's Thursday, January 9th, and these are the stories we have for you at this hour. A Cullum man is dead following a rollover late Tuesday night west of Fredonia. The State Highway Patrol reports that 20-year-old Garrett Nelson was traveling eastbound on Highway 13 when his vehicle crossed into the westbound lane. Nelson continued through the westbound lane, leaving the roadway when he overcorrected and lost control of his vehicle, and it rolled and ejected Nelson. Nelson was transported to Wishick Hospital, where he died. Yesterday, we reported of a wife of a man found fatally shot after a residential fire in Bismarck faces felony conspiracy charges in his death. Well, now an arrest warrant for murder is out for a Canadian man in the case. 38-year-old Nikki Ensel was charged yesterday with conspiracy to commit murder, and now a new warrant is out for 41-year-old Earl Howard of Bellwood, Ontario. The warrants were issued after the body of 42-year-old Chad Ensel was found with a gunshot wound to the head in the bedroom of a Bismarck home. The Libertarian Party of North Dakota will be listed on the ballot for the state's primary and general elections this year. Secretary of State Al Yeager said Wednesday the party received enough qualified signatures to be recognized as a political organization. Yeager says the party will have a separate column for its candidates in the June 9th primary and will be allowed to place the names of presidential candidates in the November 3rd general election. State law requires a party to maintain a minimum of 5% of total votes cast to remain on the ballot. And that's a look at the stories we have for you at this hour. More news can be found on our website, newsdakota.com.